Sci-Fi Feud 2012. Welcome to the Sci-Fi Christian, bringing you theology at warp speed. I'm Matt Anderson.
I'm Ben DiBono.
And we are back.
Yeah.
That was completely unplanned.
Yeah. Hey, Ben.
Hey.
Sci-Fi Feud 2012. Hot and heavy.
Well, that sounds a little gay.
I haven't...
I don't think we want to get hot and heavy with them or each other.
Are we allowed... I don't know if we should... Are we going to try to not... offend people of all different races and sexual orientations?
Whatever you want to do, you know, whatever floats your boat. I'm just saying, for myself, my personal preference would be to not get hot and heavy with our fellow podcast
with
hosts.
Or Stranger you. And Alien.
Yes.
What's their name again?
Strangers and Aliens.
Strangers and Aliens, yes. Yeah. So, Strangers and Aliens, on their most recent episode, well, one of their more recent episodes, they actually just took it right to us, Ben.
We won, though. We won. They gave us an award.
What award?
We were the number one sci-fi ripoff. We won.
Their most recent episode was called Sci-Fi Ripoffs, Top Sci-Fi Ripoffs or something like that.
Yeah.
And the whole top 10 was basically just their way of finally getting to number one, which was the Sci-Fi Christian.
Yeah, so we won. I was pretty pleased. I like winning, so I enjoyed the fact that we got number one.
Right, but they also were trying to say that we stole something from them, like an idea, which is impossible because we existed 11 months before them.
Well, I have a confession to make to you, Matt.
What?
They kind of swayed me a little bit as I was listening to that, because I listened to that part of the podcast today.
Is this part of your campaign to try to take Kobe's position on this podcast?
Just wait a second here. Okay. I'd say, like, they had some points that were out of bounds a little bit, like saying Superman's actually a good character when any sensible person knows he's not.
Okay.
But they did sway me a little bit.
Okay, give me... we haven't talked about this, so go ahead and tell me.
Yeah, so there's one point in their argument where they are kind of going through the timeline of the Sci-Fi Christian, and they got to the point where I left the show.
Okay.
And they recognized that you were in a conundrum. And their show has three hosts, as I believe we've pointed out in the past.
Mm-hmm.
And when I left, you replaced me with two people, Kobe and other guy.
Well, that's another thing. Strangers and Aliens called Daniel other guy.
I'm going to call him other guy from now on.
No, don't call him that.
That was pretty funny.
That was totally not cool. So for that, I refuse to say any of your names except for Ben.
Yeah.
Because Ben,
I refuse
me and Ben
to say
Avery.
Any of your names too, because I don't know any of them except for Ben. I'm a new listener.
Ben and I are kind of friends.
Yeah.
Ben Avery. Hey,
yeah.
Ben.
So they pointed out that you ripped them off by creating a three co-host podcast, just like they had a three co-host podcast. And I got to say, that makes a lot of sense to me.
Okay, come on. Seriously, I didn't even know they existed until he started leaving comments on our Facebook page.
No, I'm willing to extend you a little grace here because I understand you were in a big conundrum because I left enormous shoes to fill. And you're scrambling. I could just picture you around January of this year. You're wondering what to do. What am I going to do?
No, I have a plan. It's to have the listeners be on the show.
Yeah, that didn't work. So what am I going to do? And... I know, I'll rip off Strangers and Aliens, so I understand it. Like, I think that they should give you a little more grace, but I gotta say, I think they had a solid point there. You know, we all knew that Kobe wasn't up to the task of filling my shoes from his first appearance on the Sci-Fi Christian.
See, episode 12.
Exactly, where he's peeing and texting and doing all sorts of nefarious
activities.
Not
on the show, he just left.
On the show.
He left to go to the bathroom.
Okay, well, he peed while we were recording.
Okay, that's technically true.
That is technically true. So we knew Kobe wasn't going to do it. And Daniel, or other guy, has a history of unintentional sexual innuendo.
Well, that was
while podcasting.
Oh my gosh, I can't believe you're bringing this up. That's never been mentioned on the podcast.
So neither one of them is going to be able to fill my shoes.
We need to explain at least. There was an incident on the Life Report that I'm not going to ever play on the Sci-Fi Christian.
Oh, you should play. You should insert it right here.
No, I'm not going to. And... yeah, there was some accidental innuendo.
Matt had to get up and leave the room because he couldn't stop laughing.
All right. So, I can't believe you just took the Sci-Fi Feud and used it as an opportunity to try to make yourself sound better. That's so weird.
plus one other thing that I appreciate about Strangers and Aliens is Ben Avery wrote an awesome article on Breaking Bad and why it appeals to sci-fi sensibilities. And I read that and I thought, man, I can't side against him.
Really?
So, yeah, that was such a good article. I loved it.
That good?
Yeah. So, I don't know. I kind of have divided loyalties right now. Like I said, they, you know, they're trying to defend Superman, which is insane. But,
I can't believe... You can't come on this episode and say you have divided loyalties. Remember last year when we were feuding with the Sci-Fi Diner, and I like Star Trek. You were against it, so I took your side as your co-host.
Yeah, but this is, like, during my away time. This is during my sabbatical. And, you know, I don't blame you for ripping them off. If I was you, I would have done the same thing if I had disappeared.
I am not going to play their whole episode without permission. Actually, I'm not going to play their whole episode at all. I'm going to see if I can get permission from Ben Avery to play just the clip that they had recently talked about the Sci-Fi Christian. I'm right now loading up. Why don't you talk for a second while I load this up?
The other question I had is, didn't we claim they ripped us off by doing a fantasy versus sci-fi episode?
Well, we kind of said...
I don't think we ever did that episode.
No, you said we had that idea. It was kind of a joke, and then they took it and used it against us.
Yeah.
Fairly. I'll just tell you what I'm looking for.
Okay.
And then we have to talk about it on the show.
But we'd love to have you join the conversation with us. Merry Christmas to you, Dr. Jace.
Merry Christmas to you,
too. And Merry Christmas to all you strangers and aliens out there. And we are two of the sci-fi guys, and we're signing off.
Merry Christmas.
Signing off? That's unbelievable, Ben, that they would use that phrase.
Maybe they meant it as an homage because of how cool we are for coming up with it.
I've been using that going all the way back to...
That's a Lost Report.
The Lost thing. Report.
Yeah.
Yeah, which was not even a podcast. It was my video report. So,
yeah.
Stranger Than Aliens... At first, I thought maybe this feud could be friendly, but I think it can't be.
It can't be friendly.
So, Ben, they said that we drew first blood by calling them out.
Yeah.
Don't you think that they actually drew first blood by basically ripping off our entire concept?
No.
You're the worst. You're the worst co-host ever.
Well, I'm still getting back into the swing of things, you know, because I went over to the Rick Lee James podcast, Voices in My Head.
Nice interview there, by the way. I listened to it.
Thank you.
Good job. Rick.
Yeah, and I saw you ask Rick's permission to steal it, so
good. I think I might, it's such a good interview.
Yeah.
I might play it on a future episode if he's okay with it.
So I feel like I'm kind of a bit of a podcast wanderer here. I want to settle into my chair, but Kobe's still kind of in it. I can feel Kobe-ness as I sit down here in the chair at Ryan Strelo Studios. And that's just not a good feeling. So until I'm able to fully remove Kobe from the situation, I don't know that I can fully give my loyalty to the Sci-Fi Christian. I think there needs to be an inner family feud here.
Feud with us? Like,
Not with you. With Kobe.
Okay, wait a second. What's happening here? I was thinking we could bring up, maybe we could have a feud with the Strangers and Aliens podcast about Superman.
We can do that too.
About Superman.
Okay.
Because both you and I don't really like Superman. You hate him.
Yeah.
They like him, it sounds like.
Yeah, no one
knows. But now, if I'm understanding you correctly, you actually want to feud with the Sci-Fi Christian, Kobe.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why? Why would you choose that?
Because he's in my chair. Metaphorically speaking.
He's not even here right now.
I know. That's metaphorically speaking.
Oh, my God.
This is becoming quite a complex feud.
I didn't know this was going to happen.
Yeah.
It's
kind of like, you know, you have the first sci-fi feud, and it's a fairly basic two sides going at each other.
Yeah.
Now we have the sequel, and the sequels are always bigger and more complex, and there's divided loyalties, and there's betrayals, and all sorts of crazy stuff going down. And that's where we are now with Sci-Fi Feud 2012.
Holy cow. Well, Ben Avery and you two other guys, I would like to feud with you about Superman.
I'll feud with them about Superman. I'm happy to feud with them, too. I'll feud away.
How are you going to... Like, what would you say to Kobe? Like, do you want to draw first blood with Kobe? I could let him know about this.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to make fun of Kobe for something.
So he went to see the movie Expendables 2 last week,
yeah,
which looks terrible.
He went to a midnight joint, actually.
I know, which is ridiculous. But that's not what I'm making fun of him for. What I'm making fun of him for is the next day on his Facebook page, he posted an internet quiz of which Expendables character are you.
Okay, which one did he end up being?
He wound up being Chuck Norris's character.
Oh, that's perfect for him. He loves Chuck Norris.
And he said it was a dream come true. So I'm here to make fun of Kobe, because apparently his biggest dream in life is to take up a made-up internet quiz that you can easily manipulate the answers on to somehow wind up being Chuck Norris. So, Kobe, let's set our sights a little higher, buddy, and maybe try not to pee so much during the show.
While you were just talking, I was loading up an old episode of The Lost Report from May 20th.
Oh, I love The Lost Report. It's better than Lost.
May 20th, 2010. Let's see.
Talking about... like wondering if what Widmore said is true, which leads me to believe that Miles is going to connect up with Jack Sawyer and the team, and he'll tell them what
this is you and me.
Widmore said, and then they won't know if they should have trusted him.
That's all from here. I'm Matt Anderson.
Ben.
Signing off.
What's going on in the background?
Oh, this is one where we're in the parking lot after we went to see...
Oh, is that where the two people were making out in front of us while we were sitting there recording this video?
Yeah, so what happened is Ben and I went to a movie theater because... in the last weeks leading up to the Lost finale, actually the week before, Damon Lindelof and Carlton Cuse did some sort of interview with, I think, New York Times. Is that right? Or who? It was somebody. I don't know.
We don't know.
Yeah. Anyways, it was, and they broadcast this interview in movie theaters, and Ben and I paid $11 to go watch a like 2-hour interview.
Yeah, it was a waste of money.
And so then we were recording our reaction there in the parking lot, and there were people on the hood of a car not too far from us.
Making out.
That was weird.
They were looking at us like we were the weird ones.
Well, we were recording ourselves.
We were.
Anyway, so as you can see, the point of that was not to talk about people making out. It was to say May 20th, and before that even, when I started The Lost Report in February 2010.
Yeah.
Signing off I've been doing for years. So, Strangers and Aliens.
Huh? 3 years.
More than that.
2.5 years.
I bet we could go into the
arc. February 2010 is 2.5 years ago, exactly.
I know, but I've been doing Signing Off just for my home videos for years. This is Matt Anderson.
I would love for you to find the earliest possible evidence of a Matt Anderson Signing Off.
That's not a bad idea. I don't know if it's going to make it into Sci-Fi Feud 2012, but...
yeah.
Okay, so I think here's where our conclusion is of this episode. Let's bring this to an end. Strangers and Aliens clearly ripped us off just in show... content, show idea, show format. Well, maybe not format, because they don't do news. They do listener feedback, but whatever.
Everybody does
that. So science fiction with Christian thought, that's the Sci-Fi Christian. They took that. I don't know if I can go there with you. By episode 3, they had already stole one of our catchphrases.
Signing off. Okay, guilty on that one.
They had a Ben, which we also had.
Yeah, but their Ben wrote a really cool article on Breaking Bad, which was Ben worthy. So I'm going to side with him on that one.
They've done numerous of the same episodes as us.
No, not so much.
What? Okay, let me read them again. Lord of the Rings, Star Wars, zombies.
Yeah, but those are all common topics. So I'm going to give them a pass on that.
And more than that,
they're wrong about Superman.
And in conclusion, they're wrong about Superman.
Yeah.
So, Strangers and Aliens, take that.
Take that. And Kobe, you take that too.
I can't believe you're challenging Kobe. You didn't tell me that this was part of your plan.
Well, if I told you it was part of the plan, then you might not have let me on here to go after the family. So Kobe, another guy, I'm gunning for you.
No, not Daniel. I mean, I can understand Kobe, but Daniel's been a solid, okay. He never goes to the bathroom during shows.
That's true. I'll give Daniel a pass. Other guy, you're good, but Kobe, you're going down.
Well, that's all from here. As we've always been saying since the start, I'm Matt Anderson.
And I'm Ben DiBono.
Just click the banner.
What is that?
Spotify came on again.
Well, how about you shut it off?
I did shut it off.
Signing off.
Whoopsie-daisy.
Okay, well, so you got one more, or are you ready for the grand...
Well, I know what my number one is. Is it the same as your number one?
Yeah, my number one is the same as your number one. I'm positive.
And Steve, is your number one the same as well?
How could it not be?
Okay, all right.
Here's the number one sci-fi.
If we agree on any one thing, I mean, the three of us together, we've butted heads enough. we can all agree on this.
And I'm, I tell you, I'm pretty amped up about
and
it.
And this is it.
Well,
yeah, I'm pretty
amped. I got some... I smell... They drew first blood.
It's true.
They drew first
blood. They drew first blood! Not me! Not me!
Okay, so my number one sci-fi ripoff is this. The sci-fi Christian has ripped off Strangers and Aliens.
Repeatedly.
Now.
Exactly.
Here's
and not very originally, I might add.
Well, here's my problem, okay? First of all, the Sci-Fi Christian is another podcast that's out there.
It's true.
It's out there on the internet somewhere, you know, and you can find them at their website.
You don't, if you're
thescifichristian.com.
Yeah, but if you're a Strangers and Aliens fan, you don't have to go and Google that up.
No, you don't have to, but you know, 3 days ago I would have said do it.
Yeah.
3 days, not a problem. But then they threw the gauntlet.
It's true.
The gauntlet has been thrown in their episode 70, I believe.
I would say, though, you know, it's pretty wimpy.
Well, okay, we'll get to that in a minute. But here's the problem, okay? Let's take a look at some of the sequence of events leading up to the feud, and then let's take a look at some of the sequence of events when we get into the ripoff.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, sequence.
I go to their website. And I start leaving comments on their website. I think pretty intelligent comments, if I do say so, that actually has to do with the content of what they're talking about, because they're talking about sci-fi stuff from a Christian worldview.
Yeah.
They say, bringing you theology at warp speed. Okay, that's a cute little tagline. But anyway. So I'm listening to their episodes. I'm leaving. I left them a voicemail about Dark Knight Rises and some interesting ideas I thought I had about Dark Knight Rises. They read a couple of my comments, and they play my voicemail. They didn't listen to my voicemail as they were playing the voicemail.
They were
getting on their computer to say, oh, well, that's interesting. We've got another sci-fi Christian podcast out there. That sounds familiar. Mm-hmm. Then they start going through the list of our episodes and all the different ways we've ripped them off by saying, oh, well, we did that one. Oh, we thought about maybe doing that one. Oh, we did that one after them. Now, meanwhile, all this is happening after I've, by the way, put on our website, strangersandaliens.com, in the links, I've added another link category. One link category I had was message boards you could go to that are Christian and science fiction fantasy, like Spirit Blade Underground and Fans for Christ.
Mm-hmm.
They're there. And so then on I put links to other podcasts. And right now there's just two links to two different podcasts that I think Strangers and Aliens might like. Spirit Blade Underground podcast, which is run by Peter Franzen, who he actually sent us a comment about Batman a while back, and it's a very different podcast from what Strangers and Aliens is, as far as they have. It's much more structured, and he does a Bible study with every episode, and it's really good. I really highly recommend Peter and all that stuff. And the Sci-Fi Christian, I put them on our links. Now I don't.
That was generous of you, Ben.
It was well, if I do say so myself.
Yes.
I don't do as of right now. Link exchanges. If I'm going to link to someone on our website, it's because I find value there. And if someone wants to link to us, I want it to be because they find value here. Okay, so when I put the Sci-Fi Christian link on there, it was because I thought I saw value. And then they start going and they throw down the gauntlet. They demand justice or revenge from us. They demand that Dr. Jace go by Dr. Matt for a while. And here's why.
Where does that come from?
Here's why. Because they have a Ben. Well, let's look at how they've ripped us off, okay? First of all, we did our time travel episode. They did their time travel episode after that. Second of all, they started before we did. But a little while back, they had a co-host. It was Matt and Ben. And Ben left. And instead of just bringing in one person to replace him, they brought in two people. Why? So they have now three co-hosts doing the show.
Where have I heard that before?
Yeah, three co-hosts. Yeah. I wonder where that could have come from.
Mm.
Right about the time I started listening to them and, like, dropping in with little things and following them on Facebook.
Compensating, maybe?
Okay. And so then, but they, realizing that that wasn't good enough because, you know, we have a Ben on our episode and they had a Ben on their episode.
And they don't have a Dr. Jace.
No.
Or a Steve.
Well, they, where are they going to get a Steve?
Yeah.
And where are they going to get a Dr. Jace?
I know.
But yeah. Ben's are a dime a dozen. Recently, then, they had... those other two guys have kind of taken a back seat, and they brought back their Ben. Why, you might ask? I contend that they've brought back their Ben because they realize, oh, there's another sci-fi Christian podcast out there with Ben. We need to make sure we bring back our Ben because people are going to be like, oh, that one has Ben now, and this one doesn't. Now, he contends that he's going to be on it more now because he has more free time. I contend that they are ripping us off.
Right.
So
lame.
I just want to add that after I did all these nice things, you know, they drew first blood, not me. They came out swinging, saying that we were just ripping them off. And honestly, no.
That's the biggest ripoff.
Yeah,
right there.
That's the number
one
side.
They're ripping us off by saying that we're ripping them off.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's right. So, yeah. So Matt, Ben, Kobe, other guy.
The other guy.
I think his name's Daniel.
Oh,
I think.
But I think it is other guy.
Yeah. You know, as much as I loved you guys, that love, you've taken my love and you've just thrown it on the floor, stomped on it, ate it, threw it up, and then stomped on it again. So now you have a really messy shoe, but...
it's pretty gross visual.
Why would you stomp on it again?
Just to spite.
I don't understand.
I think to settle this, Steve and that no-named host should arm wrestle for it, is what I think.
I think it's Daniel.
Is it?
I'm good at
I
arm
prefer
wrestling.
The no-name.
Other guy?
Yeah, the other guy.
Other guy, yeah.
I mean, I'd be more than willing to do the arm wrestling thing I used to do in college, but I think it'd be funnier to watch the other guy and Steve do it.
Yeah. Anytime, anywhere.
Okay, so the feud has begun. They drew first blood. Not us. And the other thing is, their Ben hates Superman.
What?
Yeah, their Ben hates Superman.
How can you hate Superman?
How can you be a Ben? A real legitimate Ben and hate Superman.
How could you be a sci-fi fantasy, any kind of... How can you be a man and hate Superman?
Yeah.
But maybe the other Ben, maybe his truth is his kryptonite. Maybe that's the issue.
I think you hit it right on the head there.
No, I do agree with a lot of what they said about Batman. But,
yeah. And I think justice is their Gorilla Grodd.
Gorilla Grodd is a Flash villain, though. Okay, now we're getting really geeky. Okay, so this was...
Because their Flash is in the pan, that's right. I went there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, all right.
Oh,
I can go with you on that one, Steve. I'll go with you on that trip.
I'm
get
sorry.
Lost in the Midwest.
You're on your own.
Become better people.
Yes. Yes.
They drew first blood, not me. They drew first blood.